We're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're at the conclusion of the sixth chapter. The Chafetz Chaim writes, "Uvichlal ha'archaka min ha'sheker." Part of the responsibility to distance oneself from lies. Shelo yomar lechavero im chayav lo lechvashuv u'machar etin. That if someone has a debt and they're supposed to pay, and then the person comes collecting and says, "You know, you owe me," he should not say, "Go come back tomorrow." That's a pasuk. It says in Mishle, "Al tomar lere'acha," don't tell your friend, "Lech vashuv u'machar etin," go back, come back tomorrow, I'll give you. V'yeshitach, when you really have the money. Shouldn't do that. It says in Mishle, "Eleim lo yuchal iten." If a person really can't pay, he really can't pay, you know, schools want you to pay tuition. So people say, "I can't afford to pay tuition." Then they go on vacation to Florida and they spend $15,000, and you look at that and say, "Wait a second, so then why didn't you pay the tuition?" Schar limud. People say, "I can't pay membership in the shul." People say, "I can't join in the shul fund to help the poor. I don't have any money." And then they go and buy a new car, and then they go and do a whole bunch of other things that certainly indicate they have money for what's important to them. So then the question is, well, what's important to you? We're part of society. Every week almost, I get a question about cheating on taxes. Almost every week, people ask me, "Can I do this? Can I do that? Can I not report this? Can I not report that?" And I always say, you know, in this area, I'm a very big Zionist in this area. I believe that we're a part of society. Within the realm of the law, play whatever games you can. Whatever is legal, you don't have to be more pious than the law. If you can get out of paying taxes, get out of paying taxes. Anything that's legal and legitimate. If it's legal, do it. But if it's not legal, then I view it as something heinous. Because we're a part of society. Every one of us benefits. There's an electric company. There's a gas company. There's a water company. There's a police force out there. There's a million things that the government does. We get medical benefits. We have social services. We have life. We have medical insurance that's funded by the government. There's, you know, we have a sewage system that runs by the government. And then you have the army. You know, people say, "Who needs this government?" Really? You know, with all the problems that the government does, who do people call when they see there's a fire? When they see, who runs the hospitals? The hospitals don't fund themselves. So I don't understand why people are looking for leniencies in this area to play games and cheat on the government. You know, there are other places to try and cut corners. I think that That's part of the idea of the social contract. It's not because I'm saying the government's holy, this is Melech HaMashiach, and out of respect for the government, everyone should do everything. I'm saying at the end of the day, we live here, we're benefiting, we're part of the society, we're part of the economy, we're part of the system, we have to play our end of it too. So I always say, I'm not telling you there isn't room to be lenient. I'm saying if you're going to ask me the question, you're not going to get a lenient response. This is one area where I believe people should be more stringent. The area of being careful not to cheat on taxes. Coming back to the Chafetz Chaim. How can you cheat taxes? I'll tell you a simple question. Taxes. Yeah, there are non-stop gray areas where people can take advantage of the law. Again, what's legal, do. There's no mitzvah to pay more taxes. You want? But if it's illegal... The Chafetz Chaim says if a person really can't pay, then he shouldn't play games with the other guy. He should be apologetic. He should say, "You know, I'm really sorry. I really should pay you, but I can't." An intelligent person is careful not to let a lie slip from his mouth. A person should try to make sure that everything he says is true. V'Hashem Elokim Emet. He reminds us, Hashem is true. Chotamo, his seal is Emet. You guys know, Aleph is the first letter, Tav is the last letter, Mem is the middle letter. That's Hashem. Hashem's sign, signs his name Emet. V'Torato Emet, his truth, his Torah is truth. Yanchenu b'derech Emet. May he guide all of us in the way of truth. And with that, the Chafetz Chaim concludes the sixth chapter. And the seventh chapter is the last chapter. Bezrat Hashem, we'll do that in the coming weeks. We're up to the final chapter.